As I look back at the bold stories from the past year, I am struck by the first sentence of the final story of 2020. Finally, it's the end of 2020, and time to look forward to getting back to normal in 2021. Well, that didn't happen. Even though we are in a situation which is far too familiar, over the past couple of years we have, collectively, discovered some wonderful ways of enjoying the outdoors. Throughout the pandemic, we have been encouraged to spend time outside because it's safer. It's also one of the best things we can do to improve our overall wellness, according to a growing body of evidence that suggests connecting to nature has powerful health benefits. So, if we look on the positive side, we can consider the pandemic a great excuse to get out, have some adventure, spend time with family and friends, and feel a bit better. Over the past couple of years, I have met some very inspiring people who have shared their bold stories. Based on these stories, I have put together a list of useful and fun suggestions to help you as you make resolutions to get out. Find a new trail. There are so many trails to choose from in our area, whether you like to walk, run, hike, snowshoe or ski. Close to home we have lots of rail trails, including the Lightfoot, Utah, and Oromadont trails. We're surrounded by Simcoe County forest tracts, nearby provincial parks and Couchiching Conservancy reserves. The Conservancy has recently produced some new trail maps. Check them out here. And if you haven't discovered the Simcoe County Copeland Forest in Oromadont yet, make it a priority. It's a favorite of Carol Strickland, who explores the 4,000-acre forest with the Ganaraska Hiking Club. There is such a variety of trails and they are well marked, thanks to the Copeland Forest Friends Association. Keep on biking. Being on a bike gives you a new appreciation of how beautiful our area is, and winter brings out a whole different way of seeing things. This is what local cyclist, Adam Hill, says about his discovery of fat biking. The fat tire bike is specially designed for unstable and soft terrain like snow. Some of the local forest trails are specially groomed for fat tire bikes by the Simcoe County Mountain Bike Club. If you're a female mountain bike enthusiast looking for like-minded riders, you should check out the MTB Exchange, founded by local cyclist Manda Freeman, as a way for women who love mountain biking to meet others and take part in guided trail rides. And for something that looks like a ton of fun and maybe a bit crazy, there's the sport of cyclocross. It combines riding and running, with a strong emphasis on skillful bike handling, and attracts those looking for a challenge and a chance to extend their bike season. A good way to get started is with the Hardwood Cross Series. Enjoy a local attraction. If you've had to cancel some of your favorite travel adventures, don't despair. There are so many ways to experience the outdoors in our own backyard, in the Orillia and Lake Country region. From enjoying the serenity of the forest canopy from your glamping dome at Glen Oro Eco Retreat to testing your mettle on a rugged obstacle course at Wildlife Academy, there are many options for getting out and getting away from it all. You can even go for a walk with a couple of friendly alpacas at Davidson Estate Alpacas, or step back in time along a trail at the Leacock Museum. Try a new sport. Are you a cross-country skier who wants to become a biathlete? Now you can. Intro clinics are offered at Hardwood Ski and Bike. Biathlon is an Olympic winter sport that combines cross-country ski racing and marksmanship. It's a challenging sport because racing requires intense physical exertion, while shooting demands extremely fine control and stability. For alpine skiers and boarders, the sport of snowkiting became a new way to get the thrill of the ride when some resorts were forced to close during the pandemic. The sport uses a kite and wind power to glide across snow. When you start feeling the power of the wind, there's nothing else like it. It's almost like flying. It's a big thrill, says local enthusiast Dave, kite guy, Young. Turn your love of nature into a skill. Maybe it's time to stop chirping birders and learn about the fascinating world of birds. I used to think all birds sounded like tweet, 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 said Joel Burney, who discovered birding as a team member with the Couchiching Conservancy's annual Carden Challenge. Once I started learning different calls and sounds, I have been amazed to discover so many different bird species, even in my own backyard. Often, birders use mnemonics, a device, often a verse, for assisting memory to help identify birds. For example, if you hear, drink your teeaa, you're likely listening to an eastern towhee. There are lots of resources to help you learn, including guidebooks and apps, not to mention experienced birders. You can also learn to identify wildlife by looking down, at tracks in the snow. Both the Ontario Master Naturalist Program at Lakehead University and the Couchiching Conservancy have events planned for the new year to help you discover winter wildlife. Mammal Tracking on Snowshoes and the Passport to Nature Program, Tracks in the Snow. I hope, despite the pandemic challenges we continue to face, or maybe because of them, that you will enjoy getting outdoors in the new year, maybe even making a resolution to give yourself a nature prescription. A prescription for nature is something that healthcare professionals are now including in treatment programs, especially since the launch of PARCS, described as Canada's first national, evidence-based nature prescription program. Founded by the British Columbia Parks Foundation, there has been growing enthusiasm for the program, which recommends the length of time in nature for significant benefits as 20 to 30 minutes per outing, with at least 2 hours total per week. As far as New Year's resolutions go, this sounds achievable. Whether you want to get outside to relax, to challenge yourself, or to learn a new skill, it all contributes to your health, not to mention protection of nature and the environment. This is why local forest therapy guide, Fran Mills, says she is compelled to encourage people to connect with nature. You only save what you love and you only love what you know.